The New Zealand Nurses Organisation is going to hit the road for 11 days this month, raising awareness of the health crisis facing our country. The third day of the Nurses Organisation Aotearoa bus tour is to raise awareness of the health crises facing our country, and it continues in both the North and South Islands today. Over 11 days, the buses will simultaneously travel down the North and South Islands, visiting all sorts of towns. Joining us for a kōrero this morning on that kaupapa is Kiri Nuku, the kaiwhakahaere for the Nurses Organisation. Tuhine, hoki mai, good to talk again.
Morena.
It's an interesting move to take a bus to little towns, including Blenheim and Levin and Kaitaia and Kaikohe and everywhere in between. What's behind the bus tour? What's the Nurses Organisation hoping it will result in?
So at the heart of this, the kaupapa is around ratio justice to be integrated into all across all of our healthcare systems. So that is where there is a legislated lower limit on being able to deliver quality care to patients. So this says there's so many nurses required to look after so many patients, and that's legislated, so it can't drop below that. So the intention of the bus tours is to go to those small provincial areas, to go around them or two, and to make sure that the voices of communities are heard, but also that the messages from our organisation is very clear.
We often speak of numbers, and last time there's about 30,000 represented by the Nurses Organisation. We are hearing of desperate times, retention difficult, Australia looming as a strong alternative for many. What are our numbers looking like now?
So we actually, affiliated to our organisation, we have 30,000 members that work within Te Whatu Ora for the hospital spaces. We have around about the same that work out in community, primary care, Plunkett, prisons, etc. So this ratio justice is about setting the bar across the entire sector, because as we know, Te Whatu Ora, often ED clinics get blocked up, but that's a representation of the system block up. So you'll see block ups in primary care and prisons and referral rates, etc. So this ratio justice is about going across all the sector. Places like Australia have already nurse to patient ratios, and a lot of nurses do go to work in Queensland where there's that implemented, because they can guarantee there's a safe level of resourcing when they go to work. Plus there is additional incentivisation, because they're paid different than they are here. So this is about saying we need to get to with the times, and we need to implement these ratios. What's unique about Aotearoa is the justice side of this. So in our competencies to practice every year, every nurse must ensure that they're clinically and culturally safe to practice in our communities. So the justice part of this is making sure that not only do we get numbers counting, but we say that this is the standard of quality that we expect from the nurses to be able to deliver safe clinical and cultural care. So that is the twist on our approach, is that we're integrating the rights of tangata whenua to have quality care. That means quality safety care.
Tēnā koe. The nursing profession has long been highly regarded, particularly in smaller communities. Teachers, nursing staff, medical staff have always been held in high regard. Is that what you're witnessing too in small town New Zealand, where your message perhaps is having quite an impact?
Yeah, if we, like our bus tour on the first day, went to Whangarei, and the providers up there and the nurses have done some intentional work. They've got a number of nurse practitioners that work up there, so nurse practitioners are able to prescribe, are able to work autonomously under the sort of guidance of medical profession, because that's still part of legislation. However, they offer access to services. So what we've seen is an increased response and uptake by community using these nurse-led clinics. So that's a really positive thing that's come about because of that, and nurses have been at the forefront of that. Where we can't get GPs into rural communities, many nurses are looking at the option of becoming nurse practitioners so that they can prescribe and live and work in the community and provide the services necessary. So there's been some really good responses in the community where they've actually eyeballed the nurses that they're working with. And it's, really had a positive spin.
Te Nakwe, you're heading to meet up with the bus shortly. Where is it today?
That's right. So I'm in Hawke's Bay. So I'm heading off to the Bay Plaza in Hawke's Bay to catch up with the bus. And then we've got some tours around the region, meet up with some politicians, no doubt, meet up with the community, talk to them about the kaupapa, and then we'll head further down south after that.
Te Nakwe. So what, you just pull up in a community at the local shopping centre and stand around with leaflets and talking to people about some of the issues nurses are confronted by?
Yeah, absolutely. Telling and hearing their stories, there's a lot of devastating stories around why people don't access services, not just the cost, but because of the behaviour of some of the professionals within there. And so for us, collecting that information is really important to help us advocate and support the redesign of a system that's going to be responsive to the communities who are supposed to be at the centre of all our care.
Te Nakwe, and as far as Māori nursing, when you look across the sector and all the difficulties that have been well publicised, it almost acts as a kaupapa that would dissuade people from joining the profession. Ho anō, a lot of our nursing staff, both male and female, Māori, recognise that it's an important first point of contact for many who are involved in the healthcare system. What would you say about Māori recruitment and retention within the nursing profession, Kitty?
Yeah, I think this is where the governments have failed to deliver a workforce strategy with intention and purpose to recruit and retain Māori nurses into the workforce. You know, our numbers, as we've always talked about, remain really low when you look at how many international qualified nurses have been coming into the country to practice. Our Māori nursing has not shifted. And we've had significant leaders in government departments that have failed to deliver on developing and supporting workforce recruitment. I think for many of our nurses, it's soul-destroying, but they know that the value that they make. Now, many of our nurses at the moment, Māori nurses, navigate whānau through the system because they also know that deeply entrenched in the health system is institutional racism. So a lot of them will stick in there because they want to make a difference to their community. But unfortunately, what we've become is navigators to a broken system as opposed to change agents. And so for many of them that are sticking in, that's what their intention is to do, is to try and shift the system to better enable access for whānau. But recruitment, retention has to be high on the game of the government if we're going to intentionally increase the number of Māori nurses that are currently in this workforce.